So I'm looking at one of my photographs. It's a picture I took, I guess it was last March, on a family holiday in California. We'd driven out to Malibu with some friends, and I'd never seen that beach before, but obviously it's spectacular views, and there's a nice park that winds around some of the cliff sides and goes down to a pretty pristine beach overlooking the Pacific Ocean. And these yellow flowers had popped up and were everywhere, really flailing in the wind. It was a breezy day, but a nice day, and getting late in the evening, so we caught a sunset there. And so we came up this sort of cliffside, and it was sandy, and these flowers were sticking out. I laugh when I look at the sort of the centerpiece, right where the stem starts to meet the base of the flower. It just reminds me of Lego flowers, and it has this sort of plasticity to it, which would be a funny title, actually, plasticity, because Lego flowers are so, stationary and mass produced. And these flowers, they were all identical in their nature, but they were reacting to the elements in dramatic ways, as you see in the wind whips through the petals of this of the center flower here. And I also felt the ones that had died kind of had a clayey look to them, which was interesting to me, especially photographed. So to start to give these titles, I think plasticity is a good one. You have to observe the little fly clinging to the backside of this one petal. I think he's hanging on for dear life and taking cover. So maybe we'll say refuge, plasticity and refuge.